Thank you very much. Yeah, I'd also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians on the land that we meet today of the Noongar Nation. My name's Giselle Newton and I'm from the Centre for Social Research in Health. My doctoral research is on donor conception and donor-conceived peers, but today I'm presenting on my honours research on this paper entitled Evaluating Contraceptive Methods Using Peer Support from Reddit. So I'd like to acknowledge my supervisor's contribution from Dr. Michelle Zappavigna, Associate Professor Christy Newman, and Dr. Karen Drysdale. So as a young woman navigating contraception myself, I was really interested in this question of where do people discuss contraceptive options? And they are turning to the internet. So there's limited research on how contraception is discussed on social media. Social media platforms have become popular channels for accessing and sharing information about sexual and reproductive health. Online discussions may influence a user's attitudes towards particular contraceptive methods, and these interactions often take place without explicit medical expertise. Sometimes there's an assumption that online discourses around contraception will compete with biomedical advice. So the aim of this research was to consider how users describe their contraceptive needs in online discourse of contraception. So Reddit. Reddit is now the fifth most popular website in Australia, and the data set included 1,000 comments from the subreddit Birth Control in May 2018. I'm a linguist, so I did some macro and micro discourse analysis of this data set. Probably unsurprising to most people, the common themes related to side effects, pain, duration, effectiveness, hormones, and the impact on menstruation. However, it was really interesting to see that users reinforced the authority of medical professionals and the importance of seeking medical advice. So they would often say things like, if this occurs, you should go and see your doctor. So really emphasizing the importance of doctors. Users also aligned by sharing personal stories, forming agreements about contraceptive choices, and more importantly, avoiding conflict. There was very little conflict amongst the data. So I have two take-home messages from this study. My findings indicate that online platforms do not compete against medical experts. Online platforms have the potential to complement traditional forms of health expertise by providing peer-based social and emotional support for patients while reinforcing the need for biomedical oversight and the role of doctors. I think that health practitioners can guide open clinical consultations that incorporate common contraceptive experiences and concerns and position dominant biomedical knowledge in relation to other sources of information. Thank you.